USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell won't reconvene the Senate early to accept an article of impeachment, ensuring a trial won't take place until after President Trump leaves office. The House is continuing to debate a second impeachment of President Trump. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida saying,
"This president has faced unprecedented hatred and resistance from big media, big tech, and big egos from congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle. Before the rioters tore through that glass, Speaker Pelosi stood at that rostrum and tore through the president's State of the Union speech, inciting anger, resentment, division."
The Ohio State University is announcing a discovery of a new variant of the coronavirus. Researchers say this strain carries a mutation identical to the UK variant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Israel is continuing to defend itself in the Middle East.
Israeli warplanes carried out intense airstrikes on eastern Syria early Wednesday, apparently targeting positions and arms depot of Iranian-backed forces. An opposition war monitor said dozens of fighters were killed or wounded. A senior U.S. intelligence official with knowledge of the attack told the Associated Press that the airstrikes were carried out with intelligence provided by the United States. The official said the strikes targeted a series of warehouses in Syria that were being used to store and stage Iranian weapons. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Parler, the social media alternative to Twitter, has reportedly found web hosting refuge after the platform was booted from Amazon's web hosting services. After the deadly riots at the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday, Parler became the central target of big tech over allegations that it was hosting content that helped incite the violence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, a vote to impeach President Trump for the second time is set to take place later this afternoon in Washington, D.C. During debate on the House floor, Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, says Democrats are wanting to impeach the president because of his accomplishments.
We should be focused on bringing the nation together. Instead, Democrats are going to impeach the president for a second time one week before he leaves office. Why? Why? Politics and the fact that they want to cancel the president. The president who cut taxes, the president who reduced regulations, the president prior to COVID had the greatest economy, lowest unemployment in 50 years, the president who got us out of the Iran deal, put the embassy in Jerusalem, brought hostages home from North Korea, put three great justices on the Supreme Court, gave us a new NAFTA agreement, the Abraham Accords, the COVID vaccine, and who built the wall. It's about politics.
Former California Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer tells Axios she will deregister as a foreign agent for a Chinese surveillance firm accused of abetting in the country's mass internment of Uyghur Muslims. President-elect Joe Biden's inaugural committee also said they're refunding a donation from Boxer. Boxer last served in Congress in 2017. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.